What's the process of if someone new were to come in, getting them ready for a game in a couple days?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just getting with the coaches. I think our coaches do a great job of getting guys up to speed, and you've seen that throughout this year already. Bringing in guys, getting them up to speed fast, and then letting them go out there and make impact and do what they're great at. And so that's stuff that I think the coaches really do well. And then at me as a quarterback, I just try to be on the same page with the guys that are in there whenever I'm taking a snap.
Patrick, hypothetically, how to receive those good contested catches? Like, what's your level in throwing like that, those sorts of throws on the field?
Yeah, I think in my time, We've had receivers that can make some of those contested catches, and once you build that relationship and build that trust, you put them up there and let guys go out there and make plays. I think that's what's special about Coach Reed's offense is that it adapts to whoever's in there. He has different ways he can utilize your strengths, and then it's my job to go out there and put guys in chances, give them chances to go out there and make plays.
What's your biggest takeaway, Patrick, going through the experience before the past 2 years of bringing in a receiver midseason? What are perhaps a good takeaway that you learned from it and something that you can use from that experience for this new one?
I think the biggest thing for me is whenever a new guy gets into the building, it's just getting on that same page as quickly as possible. Even with guys like Kareem in the running back position, just being able to talk with him throughout the protection calls, talk with him kind of throughout the plays, making sure he knows what his job is to do, and then letting him go out and execute it. And I've dealt with that throughout my entire career, bringing new guys in. That's part of the NFL. And like I said, I think the coaches do a great job of making sure guys are prepared and so they can go out there and have success.
Patrick, what do you remember most about that last Raiders game last year, and what sort of it did for you guys, the mentality after that?
I think more than anything, more than even the play on the field, I think it was just a wake-up call for us to know that we're not going to be able to just come to the game and win. We kind of battled through the year, and it was like everybody was just kind of – we were just trying to build, especially I feel like myself, we were just building for the playoffs. We weren't even worried about the regular season. And I think you've seen that mentality since then as the guys are really taking every single practice and getting the best out of it so that every single week we can play our best football. And if we don't play our best football, we try to get better that next week. And I think that's translated into this season. And so we're continuing to get better as the season goes on, and that's how you have to play in the NFL. And it's still early, but I feel like we've had a great start to it.
It seemed to be that it would be just as much that way. You're just as conscious of that way as ever now that you're actually playing the Raiders again, like that mentality is – what would be in front of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, we know we're going to get their best shot. I mean, that's kind of how it's been every single week. But obviously, when you play a divisional opponent, like I've said in the past, it's a real rivalry between our two teams and our two organizations. You're going to get their best shot, and we're gonna go out there and match that and let the best team win.
Is there any more to this one? I know they all count the same, divisional games, whatever, mm-hmm. But you know, the talk afterwards that they had the secret how to stop you, the little Kermit the Frog thing, all that stuff. Does that resonate with you at all this week?
I mean, I don't know if you would say resonates with me. I think just knowing that the competitive spirit that they have on that side is going to match the competitive spirit that we have, I think it's going to be a fun football game that we're going to get the best out of each and every player on that football field. And like I said, the best team will win.
Patrick, with a guy like Max Crosby, what do you have to be mindful of when you're back there?
Yeah, I mean, you have to know where he's at on every single snap because he plays – extremely hard every single snap, and he's extremely talented. And to have a guy that be that talented and to have that high of a motor, that's special. It takes a lot because you don't always feel great, and you might not be getting. He gets chipped or he gets whatever it is. He doesn't let that bother him. He doesn't let that affect him. He just keeps playing extremely hard every single snap, and so a great challenge for us to go up against him in that defense. And so I think the guys are ready for it.
You guys have jawed back and forth a little bit, you and Max. How would you describe the respect level between you guys, you know, when it is off the field?
Yeah, it's a high level of respect. I mean, I respect guys that are going to leave it out there every single snap and do whatever they can to let their team have a chance to win. And that's the type of guys I want in this building. And that's what you see with guys on our team is that guys are going to lay it on the line every single snap to win the football game. And that's what it takes to be great in this league because, I mean, everybody's good. I mean, everybody's good in this league. It's about who's going to do the extra thing the extra step, the extra pass rusher, the extra throw, whatever it is, to make sure their team has a better chance to win. And he's one of those guys. And we're on the field, we're going to compete. That's the type of guys that we are. But we have a ton of respect mutually between each other off of it.
Let's go across the room, Adam. Go ahead, Brian.
Just not to linger on this too much, Patrick, but that shot you took to the throat the other day, did you hear anything from Collins, or do you have any reason to know by now whether it was inadvertent or he felt bad about it?
I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, it's not like anyone got hurt or anything like that. I mean, I threw an interception. I was more upset about the interception than actually getting hit. So whenever you throw an interception, you set yourself up to get hit by somebody, and so that's on me.
Dennis? As a quarterback who spent so much time with receivers during their offseason, I mean, bring guys down there and work with them, how big of a difference is it between having that whole offseason to work with a guy and that short time? I mean, clearly it's a difference, but how big of a difference is it for timing and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it probably affects some things, I think, at least initially. But at the same time, I mean, in this league, you have to be able to adapt fastly. And I think that's something that we've been great at is putting guys in position to succeed, getting the reps when we can throughout the week. And then at the end of the day, you got to go out there and play football. And obviously, you want as much time as possible. But at the same time, you have to be able to adapt and on the fly and make stuff happen whenever you're out there.
Your long run down the sideline last week, people kind of gone back and looked at it. They think it was like – somewhat controversial. It looked like you were going to go out of bounds. What's that line like to make sure that they don't think you're going out of bounds and following whatever rules are, as far as like the unwritten rules of football?
I didn't believe on that play right there, I was really showing like I was going to go out of bounds. I don't want to ever put a defender in a bad spot. I mean, I know that we're all competing, so I'm going to when I go out of bounds, I'm going to go out of bounds. I'm not going to try to fake a guy out by using like a loophole in the rules. I was going to cut back and get the first down. And then once I cut back, I was going to do one of those dives for the first down, but I cut back and realized I had a lane to run. So I went down the sideline, and then, I mean, I literally ran out of bounds on that exact play. So when I go out of bounds, I'm going to go out of bounds. And whenever I'm trying to get a first down, I'll get a first down, but I'm not trying to use a loophole or anything in the rules to try to cheat in any way.
Go ahead.
Patrick, last Friday night, you guys got to be on him for a pretty good high school football game. You got to watch Coach Nagy's son lead a game-winning drive. How important is it for professionals such as yourselves to have a presence like that in the community?
Yeah, in the community, I think the Chiefs organization in general has had a great history of having a great presence in the community. It's something that Clark Hunt talks about in the first meeting we have every single year is giving back to the community because they give so much to us and being at Arrowhead every single week and showing support to our foundations. And so just being out there, being at a game, being at a sport I love, letting my kids run around, and then seeing Coach Nagy's son and Coach Merritt's son go at it. I mean, those kids I've seen grow up. So it's cool to see them live out their dream. Both of them will move on and go to Division I colleges. And so it was cool to see their last matchup that they'll get to go up against each other, and it was a great football game.
We'll do our last four. Go ahead, Adam.
Patrick, in what ways have you seen Kareem make a difference in the running game since he's been here?
Yeah, I think he's just done a great job of getting what's there and then making plays whenever his number's called. He seems like every single time he's falling forward, getting 5 yards, 6 yards, whatever it is, and that makes my job easier at the quarterback position and the offense just in general when you're in those advantageous situations and down and distances. And so Kareem has done a great job. He's done a great job not only running the ball, catching the ball. He's done a great job in pass protection. I think as we start getting more and more guys back and healthier, he might not have to have 30 carries or whatever it is, but whenever he gets his opportunity, he's going to go out there and make it count.
Harold?
He's done this season. What do you think people don't realize about how effective he can be at blocking?
Yeah, I think he's a winner, man. I think that's more than anything. He doesn't care how we win. He doesn't care if he's getting catches. He doesn't care what it is. He's going to make an impact on the game, and that's what he's done this year. He's had games where he's caught the ball and made plays in the receiving game. He's had games where he's made critical blocks to get other guys open. And you need those type of guys on your team. And it's the little things that help you win those games at the end of the day. And he takes it upon himself to do the little things right so that he can go out there and we can have success as a team. And one of the best leaders I've been around just because he'll do it all. And he doesn't have to. And so it shows everybody else that you better pick your game up because the Hall of Famer is out there blocking his tail off harder than anybody.
Last one, Matt.
Kind of a similar question, but resiliency has been a trademark of the culture around here for a long time. You're a big part of that. But guys come and go. Not everyone has that attitude. Everyone here seems to have it. Where does that championship mentality come from, do you think?
Yeah, it's a culture that I was even brought into. Coach Reed built a great culture with guys, a lot of leaders, Derek Johnson, Justin Houston, Alex Smith, these guys that kind of turned this organization into a time where it wasn't winning as much to where it is now, and I was able to join in that, and I kind of followed suit, and I just try to make my own impact with the guys that I have around me. And every single time we get a young guy in, we go to work, we have the extreme hard training camp, whatever it is, and then we come into the season ready to go out there and compete. And so it becomes a family-like atmosphere, and whenever you have a bunch of brothers on the football field, there's nothing you won't do to give everything you have for the guys standing beside you, and that's where you come across wins in this league.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.